Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed on the third day, and on the third day be raised. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. "God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you." He turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." The Gospel of the Lord. At Meribah, the people complained. They did not just complain, they murmured. They did not just murmur, they rebelled. They rebelled against Moses and against God. These were the same people who sang after they crossed the Red Sea. They sang of the goodness of God. And because of the hardship they were facing, which was nothing compared to what they suffered in Egypt, they became rebellious. Again, poor Moses, he got angry and struck the rock in anger. Remember, we just read, Moses was the meekest man on earth. Look at how they pushed him to the wall. Poor Moses. He was angry, and he paid dearly for it. But why did the people complain? I learned today that complaints or murmuring or being rebellious does not change the mind of God. It is only faith. Only faith that changes the mind of God. In the gospel, Peter had just finished professing, "You are the Messiah, the Savior." But later took Jesus aside and said, "You are not going to do this. You are the Messiah. We want a Messiah that will not suffer." And Jesus says to him, in Greek, it is "ifpahe satana," "opisomu," "begone, Satan." And after he said, "ifpahe satana," "begone, Satan," he said, "opisomu," "get behind me." What does that translate into? Jesus was not pleased with Peter. He was angry, but his anger was not at him. It was at the one who was disguising as speaking in love, Satan. In other words, he was saying to Peter, "Stay behind me and watch me." He did not rebuke him and cast him away. No, he said, get behind me, Satan. Learn from me, so to say. Because Peter was to follow in his example later on. Sometimes the devil can disguise through human beings. Make no mistake about it. Again, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 says, we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers that militate against us. In the gospel, very beautiful, in today's celebration of the day, Saint Sixtus, or Pope Sixtus, imagine a pope in the year 258, he could not worship publicly with his four deacons, Stephen, Magnus, Vincent, Jaunarius, four of them. They went to the cemetery to celebrate Mass, to the catacombs. The Emperor Valerian captured them, and that day he burnt them alive. He roasted them alive. They were killed. You know, it reminds me of something I say to people. Up until 313 AD, Christianity had no freedom. People kept the faith for us. Men gave their lives for Christianity, for Catholicism. For more than 300 years, they suffered. Sixtus was one of them who suffered and gave his life. Where were other people when the church suffered the great persecution until Emperor Constantine, through the great Edict of Milan, said, now Christians, you can worship publicly. Now we are gathered here. We can worship comfortably under the air condition. There are some people who worship in flooded areas, in flooded churches, people who still hide to worship God. Freedom of worship, we must continue to pray. Freedom of religion, freedom to serve God. While we are privileged, let us remember those who are still being persecuted for the faith. Faith of our fathers, living still. May we be faithful to it till death. Amen.
Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till